السلام عليكم ورحمة الله تعالى وبركاته. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله، الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين، أما بعد. قال الله سبحانه وتعالى: فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وَظَرُوا ظَاهِرَ الْإِثْمِ وَبَاطِنَهُ. وقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم: من صام رمضان إيمانا واحتسابا غفر له ما تقدم من ذنبه. وقال: ومن قام رمضان إيمانا واحتسابا غفر له ما تقدم من ذنبه. أو كما قال صلى الله عليه وسلم: صدق الله مولانا العظيم وصدق رسوله النبي الكريم. In this verse of the Holy Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has commanded us that, O believers, leave, quit all the sins, those who are visible and those which are invisible. وَذَرُوا ظَاهِرَ الْإِثْمِ وَبَاطِنَ. And this is the direct command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We have no choice. There is no choice. When Allah's commands comes, then we have to follow. We have to obey. As a believer, as obedient servants, it is incumbent. It is compulsory, it is the obligatory command of Allah. Wadharu, leave, quit. Zahir al-ithmi wa batin. Those sins which are visible, for example, people are drinking liquor, they know this is haram. They are gambling, buying lottery tickets, they know it is haram. Committing zina, adultery, they know it is haram. Cheating, lying, slandering, all these sins which are visible. People can observe, people can see that it is involved, indulge in the sin. Haram. Visible. Some of the sins are invisible. We don't know. It is hidden from us. But Allah knows. يَعْلَمُ خَائِنَةَ الْأَعْيُنِ وَمَا تُخْفِ الصُّدُورِ. Allah knows what is there and hidden in the heart. For example, if a person is hating somebody, hatred, outwardly we don't know, there is no sign on his face that he is hating somebody. If a person has pride inside his heart, outwardly is very great sin to have pride. Takabbur is from Allah, from the shaitan. Shaitan is takbara. وَكَانَ مِنَ الْكَافِرِينَ. The first takabbur, pride, started from the shaitan, from the devil. When Allah Ta'ala says, Usjudu Adama, He says, فَسَجَدَ الْمَلَائِكَةُ كُلُّ مَجْمَعُونَ إِلَّا إِبْلِيسَ فَاسْتَكْبَرَ وَكَانَ مِنَ الْكَافِرِينَ. So istikbar, kibr, pride started from shaitan. But if a person is mutakabbir, we can't see outwardly that he has a takabbur in his heart. He's hidden. But he has it. And it's haram. It's a major sin. Like, so those sins which are invisible to us, to the people, Allah Ta'ala says, even leave those things also, those sins also. Clean your heart. That's why from last 2 weeks I'm emphasizing and first of all addressing myself that we should prepare for the Ramadan. Hazrat Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiallahu ta'ala anhu, one of the great Sahabi of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, someone asked him, كَيْفَ كُنْتُمْ تَسْتَقْبِلُونَ شَهْرَ رَمَضَانَ. That, oh, he was a great Sahabi of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He was very close, one of the, he was very young when Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam was alive. He was one of the students of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And always he used to be in the company of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. That's why He learned so much from Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam in this young age that his nickname was Faqihul Ummah. Faqihul Ummah, that was his nickname. He was Faqih of the among the all the Sahaba. He understood the ayat and commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala so well, the ahkam of the Sharia, because of the company of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that whenever Sahaba needed to find out some mas'ala, they used to consult and go to Hazrat Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiallahu. Our Fiqhul Hanafi, the Imam Abu Hanifa rahmatullahi alayh, was the largest amount of the followers among the Ummah. His fiqh based on the riwayat of Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiallahu. You can imagine. So, and he was very young with Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So from childhood, he, Abdullah ibn Abbas radiallahu anhu, who became Hibrul Ummah. Right? Hibrul Ummah means the Mufassir of the Holy Quran. He has a different quality. The Tafsir of the Quran, the understanding of the Ayat of the Holy Quran, that knowledge was granted to Abdullah ibn Abbas radiallahu ta'ala. So two different things. One is Fiqh and other one is Tafsir of the Holy Quran. And he was also very young, Abdullah ibn Abbas radiallahu anhu. And he used to do the service of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam early morning, tahajjud time, midnight, when Rasulullah used to wake up for tahajjud. Abdullah ibn Abbas, as a young boy, used to be awake before Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam and used to prepare the water for him to make wudu. So when Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam came, he found the water available. And just imagine, in those days, water was scarce in Saudi Arabia. He used to have concern that my Rasulullah is going to wake up from the sleep and he need to make wudu, let me prepare for him. That was the khidmah, that was the service. And because of that service, Rasulullah became so happy with him, he immediately made dua to him, to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah grant the special knowledge to my this young boy. And he was the cousin of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He was the son of Hazrat Abbas radiallahu anhu, who was the uncle of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He was the first cousin. And he was a young boy. Look at his enthusiasm and zawq and zeal to learn the knowledge from Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So because of his service, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam made a special dua for Hazrat Abdullah ibn Abbas radiallahu anhu. Allah grant him the special knowledge of the Holy Quran. And because of the dua of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he became Hibrul Ummah. So great Sahaba like Umar radiallahu anhu, Abdullah ibn Abbas, Hazrat Umar radiallahu anhu, Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu, when they used to have difference of opinion with regard to any ayat of the Holy Quran, that I understood like this, other Sahaba said, no, I understood like this. This is the meaning of this ayat. So they all used to go to Hazrat Abdullah ibn Abbas radiallahu anhu. Being a young man among all these elders, great Sahaba, when they used to have dispute, they used to go to Hazrat Abdullah ibn Abbas radiallahu anhu. Oh, Abdullah ibn Abbas, what is your opinion? How you understood this ayah? Please explain us. And whatever tafsir Abdullah ibn Abbas radiallahu ta'ala used to give, that used to be final. They used to accept it. So that was the maqam and status of this young Sahabi. So then Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiallahu ta'ala, Sahaba came after the demise of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, obviously. And they asked, Kaifa kuntum tastaqbiluna shahra Ramadan? How you people used to welcome the holy month of Ramadan in time of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam? The Hadith Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiallahu ta'ala replied, Kana ma kana ahaduna يجرؤ أن يستقبل الهلال وفي قلبه مثقال ذرة حقد على أخيه المسلم. That none of us used to be in that status when they used to welcome the crescent of Ramadan, the first moon of the Ramadan, when they used to see. Before that, there was not any Sahabi amongst us who would have any haqd, any ill feeling, any hatred, any jealousy, any enmity in his heart. Meaning before they used to sight the crescent, first of all they used to clean their heart. And then they used to welcome Ramadan. Every sahabi. Imagine whole Medina Munawwara. You won't find any single sahabi who would have hatred and jealousy or enmity in his heart before the Ramadan starts. They used to make sure they were human beings. They were not angels. They used to have disputes. They used to fight with each other. They used to argue with each other. They used to be upset with each other. But at the end of the day, they used to apologize. They used to clean their matters. I misunderstood. Please, brother, forgive me. Or the brother who used to oppress or used to do wrong, he used to come and apologize to you. Please, take it and forgive me. There and there. So that was the common habit amongst all the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala alayhi wa ma'in, that none of them used to have any hatred, any enmity in their hearts. Their all hearts used to be clean. And that's how they used to welcome the month of Ramadan. My brothers, we also have to have this kind of concern. Before Ramadan start, we should prepare. How we should prepare? As I mentioned before also, set up our schedule. Start coming to the masjid, start reciting the Quran, spend some time in zikrullah, try to spend some money in khairat, in sadaqat, small amount. With all these activities or all these ibadat or good actions, we should have this concern, make a list that, I have problem with my brother, I have problem with my aunt, I have problem with my neighbor, I have this dispute, I owe somebody this much. Make a list of those brothers and sisters with whom we have no good relationship. We have cut off for some reason. Family matter, disputes, whatever. Make the list of those brothers or sisters with whom we are not talking for a while. Right? And one by one, call them or go to their houses before Ramadan starts. Sit down with them and solve the problem. I'm not talking with you for so many months because of this reason, but now I understood my Ramadan is coming, I have to prepare my Ramadan. Otherwise, even I spend whole night on Musalla, Allah is not going to accept my ibadat because my heart is not clean. My ibadat will have no value. My effort will just go without any fruit, without any thawab, any reward. That's why Rasulullah said, Rubba sa'imin, laysa lahu jaza'un illa al-ju'. There are many people who are fasting, but not achieving anything other than hunger. Likewise, there are so many people spending whole night in ibadat, not gaining anything out of it other than tiredness. Who are those? Those people who have hatred in their hearts. Those people who have enmity in their hearts. The hearts are not clean. So although outwardly they are working very hard to achieve the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to get the thawab and reward, but because the heart is not clean, Allah is not going to look at them. So first and foremost, my brothers, we have to clean our hearts. Sort out all those problems. I know it is very hard. It's easy to say. But just imagine you're not talking to someone for so many months and you have to go and break your pride. And this is what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves. Man tawadha'a lillahi rafa'ahu Allah. Whoever humbles himself for the sake of Allah, although I was not wrong, he was wrong. And he or she insulted me or accused me wrongly without any proof. Yet, this is my akhirat. This is my Ramadan. This is my Taraweeh. This is my fast. I have to concern about myself. No matter I'm 100% right, but for sake of my Ramadan, I will go first. I will start. I will greet him first. That's why Rasulullah said in one of the hadiths, a person who is greeting first, he will get the more ajar than the person who is replying. But it is very hard to greet first, especially with those We don't want to see their faces. Those who have hurt and insult and accuse us wrongly, we don't want to see their face. Some people say, I won't even attend his funeral, I won't even see his janaza. That's what you might try. And this is from Shaitan. As I said, it is from Shaitan. He's playing with our emotions. So if a person going first and breaking his pride, or for the sake of Allah, I humble myself, then he will get the more ajr and thawab. There and there, Allah loves that initiative. Allah loves that first step. Hazrat Jibreel alayhi salam came to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. My time is up, inshallah. I will continue next Friday. We have brother Sam Abdul Samad here. Inshallah, who is going to do the fundraising for Afghan people. And we promise him, inshallah, as I announced my last Friday things, inshallah, so he will